This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Calling America by Electric Light Orchestra. It is now 5:41. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila. So I'm very distracted with Sean, who's looking very bright and chirpy on a Friday today. And we are joined by Sean Dunnis from the news desk for today's Keep in View. And today our topic is about age restrictions in the workforce. And this comes after reports about a 75-year-old Grab driver who got laid off because of her age. Sean, tell us more.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if people still remember her. This is the Grab driver who was fondly nicknamed as Grab Auntie. Her real name is Rasamani Vettivelu. If you remember her, she became an internet sensation about 4 years ago when basically she was working as an assessment officer at LHDN, and she was forced to take up the Grab driver job after losing about half a million ringgit of her savings to a scam. But her positive attitude and also courage gained a lot of attention online. And then after that, she became famous. A lot of people started interviewing her. She appeared on TV and all that. But now, Rasamani has been laid off by the e-hailing platform due to their policies. And Grab has restrictions not to hire drivers above the age of 69 years old due to safety regulations, and she received an auto-generated text from Grab which said her services would be terminated today. And as you can imagine, she's really sad and heartbroken with the decision. She expressed her disappointment that she couldn't continue as a driver despite being physically fit. And if you look at her, you see how she's like. She's really, actually really fit. She's probably fitter than me. And she says she wants to be healthy and independent. And you know, when describing her work, her previous work at LHDN, right, she said she always practiced discretion for each individual case. And she also hopes to see the same sort of discretion from the Transport Ministry and other companies like Grab when it comes to her case. But today we also had MOT responding to the report with Minister Dato Sri V. Kasyong, basically saying that the government doesn't have any age limit on e-hailing drivers. He said that as long as they meet requirements of the PSV license and also they have a medical report showing that they are healthy, then they can continue. And he also encouraged Grab and other e-hailing operators to review their internal conditions on the age limit, and especially since many people are facing difficulties because of the pandemic, right? So there has been no word so far from Grab on whether they plan to reverse the decision, but a spokesperson did spoke to the Star that they were not aware of the matter. But it's also strange for some people because they were always pushing for senior taxi drivers to drive. They were also pushing for a lot of disabled people to drive on their platform. So a little bit of confusion, but I hope it's resolved soon.
And I'm wondering whether this is something that other e-hailing companies also practice. I mean, what are the laws in place that protects older employees here in Malaysia?
Like, you know, for companies like Uber and Lyft, right, they do have a policy that you have to be at least 21 years old to become a driver, but neither companies have any maximum age limit on their drivers. And according to a 2017 survey, right, so they have about 54% of Uber drivers in the US where they found them to be over the age of 50, and about a quarter are 61 years old or older. So it's clear that in other places, at least, this doesn't seem to be a problem. And this is something that we need to look at, considering how big the gig economy is expected to grow, right, in Malaysia. So if you look at the World Bank's report, they're saying that Malaysia's participation in the gig economy stood at 26%. And by 2025, the Malaysian gig economy is set to bring in $2.7 trillion. So the e-hailing industry is going to be a big part of this, of course. So it's likely, you know, we will see older Malaysians taking part as we edge closer to becoming an aging population by 2030. And like Rasamani said earlier, I think most older Malaysians will want to keep working as long as they are still healthy. And also in terms of things like safety, the Malaysian Institute of Road Safety Research has said that there is no evidence to suggest that an elderly driver poses more risk on the road than a younger person. But overall, I think this draws attention to a bigger problem that Malaysia does not have any specific legislation or wholesome policies to protect citizens against age discriminations. And just not too long ago, we had a 93-year-old run the country, so we are worried about, you know, older people driving cars. So that's something that we need to think about.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. That gets to the heart of it, this question of age discrimination, right? Because when we don't have specific policies in place, it means that companies are actually able to implement their own policies. And how do you hold them, especially when a person is able to do that job? And in this case, for instance, if you're allowed to drive a car, if you're physically fit, if you pass all of the requirements to hold the license, then why shouldn't you do that job, right?
Exactly. And we have all these tests and assessments, right, before we give the PSV licenses. So these, all these, I guess, tests and driving capabilities where you can consistently check them. You also get all these ratings, whether they are capable of doing their job properly or not on the platform on a daily basis. So I don't see why there should be some form of discrimination if based on age, because I know younger people, younger e-hailing drivers who have, who drive more dangerously than older people. So age is not a thing when it comes to driving. And I hope she gets back her job because she wants to be independent. She doesn't want to rely on anyone. So that's a good thing. So I hope this issue is resolved very soon.
Let us know what you think. Do we need age discrimination policies here in Malaysia so that older people can continue to work in industries if they are physically able to do so and if they want to? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.